Public hearing is a conditional use number 2397, Miss Pillion Solar Farm LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar array to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 121.33 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Shawnee Road, which is Route 36, approximately 0.2 miles southwest of Old Shawnee Road, which is Sussex County Route 42. The 911 address is 7152 Shawnee Road, Milford, and the tax parcel ID is District 130, Map 3, Parcel 63.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We also have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note we received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a pleasure to be back before you. My name is Jeff Matra. I'm with EDF Renewables. This is about the third time I've been in front of you in the past 3 years for projects that we're specifically developing in conjunction with Delaware Electric Cooperative.
Have you ever built any of them?
We have one of them that we should be wrapping up here in the next few weeks. We've been going through, we've had some issues with supply chain since COVID. It's been a mess, but yeah, so
okay.
Two of them are, one's about to be complete. Second one's we're finalizing the development process, and this one we're.
That's complete, or that in Sussex County?
Yes, yeah. That's a Diamond State Solar Project, formerly. It went in under the Heimlich Solar Project, but we had to change the name for various reasons. But yeah, so that one we're finalizing. It's built, it's just we're tying it into the
commissioning.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right, great.
We should be wrapping that up soon.
We're very anxious to see some of them get built and make sure that they do what everybody says they're going to do.
It should be a few weeks on that one. So.
Other ones that are around have done well, so hopefully you will too.
Yeah, yeah. We're hoping it will. We're just finalizing the commissioning there. All right. So again, though. If you want, I guess we can skip through, Mother. You're aware of who we are, EDF. We've been through several times.
We got all that.
All right, if you just want to maybe go to slide four, and I could just. So, again, this is part of a four project portfolio that we're developing in conjunction with Delaware Electric, three of which were recently approved last year in Kent County. This will be the fourth project. We submitted about the same time all the projects, but are now before you. So, Delaware Electric is a nonprofit owned by its members. It serves about 108,000 meters in Kent, Sussex County. So I guess we can move forward to the project itself now, and that would be on slide 11. So this is a 4-megawatt project. It's about 1,700 feet off of Shawnee Road in Milford. We're going to be tapping into existing Kirby substation about a mile and a half north of the project. We selected this site specifically because there's existing trees surrounding the property. We know everybody's moving towards screen projects. This enables us to be able to keep the cost down without having to plant new trees. And October 5th and the 6th, we held a community outreach event for the neighbors. We invited all the surrounding neighbors, met with every one of them, I believe, adjoining the property. None of them seem to have any issues, so they're fully aware of it. And that is essentially it. Again, we're doing this in conjunction with Delaware Electric, so all the power that we produce is going to go directly to the members of Delaware Electric. So I will open it up for any questions.
Okay. All right. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Butler.
You start down here. I'm reading.
Oh, all right. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
I'm going to ask about the goats again. No, I don't have any questions.
There won't be any goats.
Not in the goat program. Okay. Mr. Collins?
I have
no questions. Okay. Well, so Mr. Butler, it wasn't much of a delay, but we're back to you.
Put me under the pressure here. So you haven't been to fire marshal approval or nothing yet on these, right?
No, we'll go through that during the site plan process.
Okay. No problem. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Mr. Whitehouse.
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
Staff, anything? All right, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2397, Miss Pillion Solar Farm, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2397? Okay, is there anyone on the commission with any further questions? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.